The pandemic has created plenty of questions about voting logistics ahead of the November election. For this week's Pittsburgh Tech Report, 90.5 WESA's Lucy Perkins explains how one group is trying to take some of the guesswork out of Election Day.
It's always been hard to find people to work the polls, but the pandemic has made it even harder since most poll workers are older and more vulnerable to the coronavirus, and having fewer workers slows down the in-person voting process.
Ideally, you would have enough poll workers for every county in every state.
Raed Ghani is a professor at Carnegie Mellon.
That's not going to happen. So where do we focus? Because it is going to matter.
To answer that question, Ghani and the nonprofit group Voter Protection Corps compiled data on polling places and voter turnout to predict where bottlenecks are likely to occur. They focused on key states like Michigan, Florida, and, of course, Pennsylvania. Ghani says Westmoreland, Washington, and Fayette counties will need help.
Yes, if we look at Fayette, we've got lots of voters per location, so locations are a bottleneck. If we compare that to Westmoreland County, in terms of other things, they're much higher in the percentage of in-person voters.
Ghani hopes organizers will use the data to target poll worker recruitment efforts. For the Pittsburgh Tech Report, I'm Lucy Perkins.